We're talking with our State Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur. Blaine, your boss, Governor Stitt, had some ideas about his first 100 days in office and some of the accomplishments on an agriculture side of things. How do you feel about things after the first 100 days?
You know, I'm certainly very excited that we're making some progress. I don't know that we're making as much progress as I would like to see, as quickly as I would like to see it. We have some great success from an animal health perspective and working collaboratively with Kansas and the Department of Ag there on a traceability project that we're going to be implementing here in Oklahoma. And Dr. Hall, our state veterinarian, is heading up that work. And I think that'll be a great opportunity for us to learn a lot and also work with our partner to the north and decide how we can best approach things in regards to electronic identification of cattle, and so we're very excited about that. We also have an Ag Youth Council that I'm very excited about. Certainly youth development and youth involved in agriculture is something that I'm very passionate about. We've got a lot of great staff at the department that have come on. Several of them have come from other agencies or other commodity groups, and they're bringing a new energy and excitement to the Department of Agriculture, so I'm very optimistic about the opportunity that we have. I don't think sometimes there are enough hours in the day to get everything done, but I think we're making a lot of headway very quickly.
You told the Grain and Feed Association here that, among other things, you've been able to do some replacement of some much-needed equipment and also vehicles.
And that's certainly something we're very glad to have gotten done in this short time frame. There's a lot of equipment in our laboratory that had just gone past its useful life, and finding some ways to replace that equipment, which helps our staff to provide a better turnaround to the customers that they serve and stay up and running on a daily basis, which is what we want to have happen. But also, we have a lot of inspectors who are out and about across the state of Oklahoma doing their job, and we wanted to make sure they had vehicles that were reliable for them to get where they needed to go. And so we have a lot of new vehicles that will go out to those inspectors across the state and give them a better comfort feel when they get in their car in the morning.
Your first 4 months, you said one of the top things you've had to deal with is industrial hemp. Where do we stand on trying to get people able to grow hemp here in 2018?
For this growing season, we still have a bill that is making its way through the legislative process, and it needs a little bit of change to it that we found out last week. And so we're working collaboratively with the members, with Senator Paxton and Representative Eccles, to get that language amended so that we're comfortable that it meets the need of FSA here in Oklahoma. So those who want to participate in the pilot program and grow this year will be able to do that, is our hope.
So what exactly was FSA needing to kind of satisfy their rules?
Just some small changes in wording, and I think one thing I've learned in time is just a couple of words in a bill can make all the difference as to if something works or not. And thankfully, thanks to the help of actually Congressman Lucas's office and some guidance from staff working in FSA, they gave us some wording changes in regards to how the language looks in state statute, and we have passed that along to legislators, and hopefully amended what was a challenge for FSA previously.
So the hope is this would be an emergency piece of legislation, so it would go into effect immediately then.
Correct. It does have an emergency clause on it, and so hoping that it makes it quickly through the process and then hopefully across the governor's desk, so that anyone who's wanting to participate in the pilot program and grow industrial hemp will be able to do that.
For the 2020 growing season, you're waiting on rules, I guess, USDA to write rules from the 2018 farm law.
We are, and you know, having regular dialogue with USDA, because it's certainly a hot topic question that we get a lot at the department, and so we'll be engaged with them on a very regular basis so that we can have those rules write our state plan here in Oklahoma. And in 2020, individuals will be licensed directly with the Department of Agriculture who are choosing to grow industrial hemp.
So it will be a licensed crop still?
Correct, yes. At this point, yes.
For your looking kind of out there, kind of projecting forward, you mentioned the Youth Council and some other things. What are you really wanting to accomplish, say, the balance of 2019?
Well, there's certainly a long list of things that we want to do. Number one is we want to make sure that we're navigating any challenges that we have currently and interfacing with our producers and those that we regulate. And we learn about those kind of on a daily basis and trying to figure out how we can be a better agency for producers here in the state of Oklahoma. Ultimately, we want to really promote what our producers are doing, expand markets both domestic and internationally, bring some more processing here to the state. I think there's a lot of challenges sometimes to recruit processing here to Oklahoma, but I think there's so much opportunity, and I think we've got a lot of folks that will help us really move forward. And once we kind of start that, I hope that we see a little bit of a snowball effect in regards to ag processing, and they see it's a great place to live, number one. It's a great place to work. We've got a good qualified workforce here in Oklahoma, and so we're going to have a lot of effort or a lot of resources put towards that effort.